Also, if you keep things on the statute book that you don't agree with, but sort of just let it carry on, I think it sends out the wrong signal. Mm. Just last year, we got rid of a law, for instance, actually very much because of a campaign from the Liberal Democrats, which means that if you say something unpleasant about the government, you can have a sort of sentence of life imprisonment. Mm. Sends out the wrong signal to dictatorships around the country that we still had that on our statute book until last year.
Former Home Secretary for Labour Alan Johnson was expressing concerns yesterday. Wiping people off the database and reducing the number of CCTV cameras could mean some kind of creeping complacency in the war against terrorism. You have to remember civil liberties, but there is a balance, and you have to maintain that balance.
What we're called rebalancing is what exactly Alan Johnson and all his colleagues did under Labour, which is they kept taking more and more of our freedom away, they kept invading our privacy, they kept giving people powers to snoop in your bins, thousands of reasons why people can enter your home, removing the right of protest, having more CCTV cameras per head of per population than almost anywhere else in the world. Did that make us safer? No, it didn't necessarily make us safer. So we've got to get the balance right. I think one of the great British traditions is that we are innocent until proved guilty, and we shouldn't be treated as if we're guilty. I think too many people feel sometimes they're being treated as if they've done something wrong when they haven't.